Yivam is Pergudalf, Mishnah Gimel. Chamesh Noshim Shinas Arvu Vladoi Sayan. Five women where their newborns got mixed up. Higdilu Hatarovos Venosu Noshim Vamesu. So these five boys became men. They married women, and then they all died. And like the Rav points out, each of their mothers had a son as well. So basically, we don't know who their mothers were, but for sure, every single one of them has a live brother. And now they died. Arba Choltzin La'echas. So four of the brothers should do chalitza to one of the women, just to make sure. Ve'echad mi'abimnosa. And the remaining fifth live brother, now he can do yibin to her, because like the Rav points out, mi'manavshach. If this guy was really the real brother of this woman that everybody did chalitza to, and now he's doing yibim, so that's perfect. He's doing yibim to her, just like it should have been. And if not, if one of the other live brothers was really the yavam, so he already did chalitza to her. So now she's able to go and marry him. So therefore, this fifth guy can go and do yibum to her. And now what do they do? Hu ushlosha. So this guy that did yibum, he as well as three of the other remaining alive brothers, choltzim la'acheres. So then they would do the same process. They would do chalitza to one of the other almanas. Ve'echad miyabim. And then the fifth one, he can do yibum like we just said. Now it doesn't have to do yibum. They can all do chalitza. But obviously it's preferable that they do yibum, like the Mefarshim point out. Nimtu arba chalitzos v'yibum l'chol achas va'achas. So it comes out, the Mishnah says, that each woman will have four chalitzos that were done to her and one yibum that was done to her. Now the Rav points out that you could also have a case where four of these men did chalitza to all of these women, and then the one remaining live brother did yibum to every single wife, because one of them was for sure his yavama. And the other four were not, but they all had chalitza done to them, so they're all mutter to marry, and obviously none of these brothers are related to each other. But it's better, like the Rav points out, better to do it this way, because when you have it done this way, where each of them are eventually doing yibum to one of the wives, it sounds like there's more of a chance that you'll have more of them being mekayim the mitzvah of yibum.